You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. You ever have to belch right before you?
Yeah, that sounded good.
Did that sound good? Oh, my goodness.
We're good.
I'm sorry. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Todd, Jim and I were just talking about something.
Yes.
It's been a long week.
I'm telling you.
No disrespect to our listeners or anything like that.
No,
this has been a long week.
We're wondering... Was it a letdown a little bit after the draft? I mean, we were so excited about the draft. We went to the draft. That was kind of burned out. I mean, that was a lot of hours, right?
Yeah.
It was a lot of hours on Thursday, a lot of hours on Saturday. It was a whole day. Was that it, and now it's over? It's gone?
Something.
They're taking the roadblocks down?
I think it was just a lot of energy. You know, and even before that, like, you guys had the pizza thing. You had the thing at Heritage Hill.
Right.
Yeah. So there really wasn't any downtime.
No doubt. No.
And then we really haven't had really nice weather this week.
No.
Right.
Which hasn't helped. Yesterday was so cold.
Look at how nasty looking it looks out here again this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael says, looking fresh this morning to John Minor. Okay.
You do.
I think that's
your hair.
Yeah.
You did something different with the hair.
Right.
Besides that.
Took a shower.
Okay.
Besides that.
Yeah.
What?
I think my skin is more luminescent. I do. From that
from
that
the
pollen,
towel?
From the tallow.
Well, that's right.
Pollen.
You're buying that stuff now.
Bee honey wax. I'm putting on my face.
I am.
I think I'm luminescent.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Todd, if Michael sees it.
From Madison.
You know what, Jim? I specifically asked you not to comment.
We don't follow directions on the show.
Okay, yeah. I know you look great, John.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. It is Friday, May 2nd. It is May. No Pants Day, Space Day, Harry Potter Day. I could see you being one of those Harry Potter guys, Todd.
Todd.
I like it a little
bit.
Don't. There are big fans. I am not a big fan. And I'm also not somebody that can watch anything, whether it's Harry Potter or any other show, and just believe that they tell you something is what it is.
Dom is a huge Harry Potter guy.
I believe that.
Every book... Every movie,
that whole age is big.
They grew up like that.
Yeah, that was their thing.
Through their whole childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brothers and Sisters Day, right? Tuna Day. I still eat a lot of that tuna.
It's good. $1.25 a can?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a deal. You know what I mean?
That's not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal.
Four for $5.
And you know what I've been doing, though, is making my sandwich. I buy those big pieces of lettuce. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but I make my sandwiches out of the big pieces of lettuce.
That romaine?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just wrap, do you eat any bread?
Yeah, I don't eat bread then.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I like it.
I got another text here, and Brian, damn, John is glowing. Thank you, Brian.
Wow.
I appreciate that. You know, Wayne, I don't know if Big Wayne does this, but man, could you make some money off that stuff? Don't you think?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
What I bought, I mean, it's legitimate pollen, honey, tallow. And that's what I'm using on my face.
How's that made?
With bee honey, bee pollen.
I know, but what do you mix it with?
I don't know,
then?
But I bet he could do it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty simple.
I think it's probably just like Vaseline and that mixed together, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I wonder if you have to get that approved.
That'd
be a nice sidekick.
I know.
He gave me some really nice bee honey beard wax.
Okay, yeah.
Really? I really like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That works really well. Keep it soft.
Well, your beard came back fast.
I have to trim it again this weekend. That'll be the fifth time. I'm keeping everything short for now.
I couldn't grow a beard in 20 years.
Right.
Stop snoring week. I saw that. Gosh darn it. I keep forgetting.
I'm going to get the folks in from HME.
Okay.
And get on you about having test done.
And it's one of those things. Yep. It's on. You know, two things I got to get done medically that I just, it's like, why don't I do it? Have you ever gotten a shingles shot?
Yes.
I got to get one of
those. Painful.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And there's a hangover to that. It's like the next day. It is really good. Oh, it might be a little sore. That's very sore. And
really?
Yes. That is not.
Where do you get it? Like in the arm?
Your drug. Doctor.
In the arm. Right?
No, but I mean.
Any drugstore.
I didn't know. It's just pick an arm. Your stomach or anything.
No, just pick an arm.
I got to get one of those.
Pick your left arm.
But aren't piece. They like $600?
Man, I don't know.
Oh, that was a while ago. I think those are 10-year shots.
Oh, okay.
Think about that. 60 That'd be bucks good a year. For the rest of my life. That's not bad.
Yeah. David Beckham is 50. The Rock is 53. Larry Gatlin, 77. Do you ever have them at the Gatlin? That seems like that would be a perfect.
The Gatlin brothers? Yeah. Oh, they were awesome.
That seems a perfect type of group for that venue.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they were here a couple times.
Bianca Jagger, 80 years old. All right. Cubs at Brewers tonight, 6:35 on WISS. Got another text here from Terry. Did you guys see the movie Green and Gold? I finally saw it at the Pier Cinema last night. Figures the Packers season movie, yada yada, would end on a Favre interception. How many times did we see that from Favre, Terry? What'd you think of the movie, though, Terry? Let us know what you think of the movie.
Night? Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah. You should, though. I mean,
I know. It's on my list.
The only thing, like I said, the only negative.
My problem with movies, like I told you, is
yeah, I know.
I fall asleep. So.
It's not fast. It's not a fast-paced movie.
No, that's...
I'm going to be honest
I'll
with
be
you.
Out half hour.
I think you would. I think you'd fall asleep on this one.
I don't like movies.
Vicky says, TGIF, fellas. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vicky. Happy Friday to you as well. All right, we got Mark Houston coming up, Bellin Sports Medicine. Man, I'll tell you what. What a week he had, huh?
Mm-hmm. I bet he had a long week this week, too.
Wow, yeah.
Plus, he slept in his office. What?
He did.
Friday,
I think
Saturday.
A couple of nights, yeah.
So that doesn't... No, I don't care.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
I have, too. It's weird.
Yes.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, if you... It's like, you know, what is it? It's midnight, 1 o'clock. You got to be back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, look, I'm just staying here tonight. And I always had to change the clothes there, too, so... You have to change a lot of clothes, right? Just a tie and a shirt.
Well, I had, you know, we had a shower. Well, that little bathroom I got locked into.
Oh,
had
yeah.
a shower.
Yeah.
In it. So, you know, it was kind of convenient that part. But Michael says the shingle shot is a two-part shot. The second one will knock you on your butt. Michael.
I don't know that I had two. I didn't like that. And the guy said, this is going to be a little painful tomorrow. And it was more than a little. I almost called him, but then I thought, well, you know, maybe it's me. But it is just prepared for that. You have to you don't have to take the day off of work, but it's not like you're going to get other shots. You never feel a thing, but that one you'll remember.
Got this one. Thumbs up to the Green and Gold movie. Okay. How much is the Pier Theater? It's a lot. Oh, you know, hey, you know what? Actually, there's a movie out I want to see. I think it's called War or something. But anyway, I didn't even realize that. It's only like $7 on Tuesdays to go to the movie.
Tuesdays is a good.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's the day to go. Mm-hmm.
Put that on your calendar.
I know, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's half price then, is it? Probably.
But, yeah. But the good thing about our job is we could go to an early show. Yeah,
absolutely.
See, if I go at 7, 8 at night,
yeah,
it'd be tough.
I don't like that, the 7, 8 at nights either, in a way, because you're nice and, especially in the winter, you know, you're lulled
chairs,
in. And those those recliners.
They are not uncomfortable. Those.
That's a good way to put it. They are not uncomfortable.
No. Yeah. That's, and you reserve the ones you want.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like it. You know, I go to movies, but I haven't been to one quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, they got canned beer. They've got all this. It's like incredible in that way.
It is. Yeah, you can spend a little money.
Those things are still high though, and I know, and I've had people that worked in that business. They said you got to do that, or you're going to close down the theater.
The concessions.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have to pay so much for the movie.
That's where the money comes from. Yeah. You know, another minute, I had lunch with my great friend Chuck Wellens the other day, and we're. His dad, he grew up in a gas station. Chuck did, lived in the gas station, mm-hmm. you know, upstairs and everything. And we were talking about that because my brother's gas station, whatever. It's like people don't realize if you didn't have a garage, there'd be no gas stations back in those days because there was so little money to be made from the gas itself that you had to have a mechanic and that's where you made your money.
Yeah, you wonder, you look at Quick Trip.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. How much of the revenue is gas and how much is other things?
The stuff inside?
But even if it's, let's just pick a number, 25, 75, but you look at the profits, it's a hell of a lot more on the inside than it is on
No question. The no question about it. So anyway, so that's what's going on this Friday. You know, Todd, Lisa, I told her this too. Bush does a nice job putting things together. I mean, you hand her something and she will make magic out of it.
So you went to the wall dedication mm-hmm. down in Appleton mm-hmm. on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Got some great audio, got some great pictures and stuff. If you want to see it yourself and get some of those video interviews that we played yesterday on the show, you can go to WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. And right in the news, you can click on it and see all of it. It was an amazing sight.
It was
that wall is unbelievable.
It's really cool, and you know, people always ask me, have you been to the moving wall? You know, when they take the Vietnam Wall to and I have it, numerous times, and it's great. And like people say, it's something else. But this one with their pictures,
yeah, that's cool.
Does that put it in a different perspective?
You had a couple of close-up shots of some of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, that kind of looks like my dad when he was younger, 18. You know?
Absolutely. And, you know, just so many small towns and just, I mean, man. 1,200 it was. A little over 1,200, I believe. 1,231.
How do we recognize those that we lost after the war because of the war? How do we do that?
Yeah, because that's a factor, too, Although, this is still something that it got me so mad the other day for a minute. Because one of the guys on the thing from Green Bay went to Promontory High School, killed in Vietnam. It's a GMAC, GMAC appliance family.
Yeah.
Okay. It's John GMAC. And I'm really great friends with his sister and his brother and everybody. But anyway, I still think it's the miscarriage of military justice that he was killed and he's on the wall. Enlisted as being killed in Vietnam, right?
Mm-hmm.
The government will not give him a Purple Heart. They won't give him a Purple Heart. And I've even helped fight it. And Mike Gallagher fought for them.
Ooh.
I mean, and I've got the letters of rejection. Because here's the deal. They go out. They find it was right at the Cambodian border, okay?
Yeah.
They find this cache of stuff where they know the Viet Cong, North Vietnamese are in the area. And they hide their stuff, all right? They set what they called a mechanical ambush. They set mines up and claymore mines and all these kind of things with tripwires. So okay, and then they got back and waited to for the mines then to come in. Middle of the night, pouring rain. The captain, nothing's going on. Captain says we need to set up some trip flares out there. Okay, so he takes a different group than the one that
they put in there.
Yes.
Oof.
Well, what happens?
Right.
Okay, I think three of them got killed, including John. Okay. They won't give him a Purple Heart, any of those guys.
Yeah, I don't know the qualifications.
But here he is on the wall. He's listed as being killed in action.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, really?
Yeah.
And they try. I mean, I've got the paperwork. And Mike Gallagher tries. And, Mike Gallagher back today, if he couldn't get something done.
Especially in the military.
Exactly.
He had some clout with the military. And
total clout.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, it always breaks my heart that his dad, until her dad died a couple of years ago, they were still fighting for it. But, yeah.
That's happened with another person I know that it was tried, but then when the dad dies or somebody when the leader dies, it kind of fizzles a little bit.
And just, but I don't know what more avenues they have.
Because he probably did.
I mean, it went right up to maybe now, I don't know. But anyway, it's just kind of heartbreaking for the family. It's like, really?
No.
He lost his.
Okay. William's calling me a lightweight.
I had it with no pain or next day problems. Everybody is different. Shingrix is usually free if you're on Medicare. Shingles is one of the most painful things you will ever experience. Do not put it on.
That is true.
Williams, I've known some people that have had it.
So it's free?
I don't think so.
You're a Medicare guy, aren't you?
But the hospital won't do it. The hospitals won't take them. I don't know. Every time I've gotten to my checkups, they always ask me, did you get a shingle shot? And I'm like, no.
Thank God it's not dental work.
I know, right? You know what?
What?
I think I'm going to live without a tooth.
You're doing fine, aren't you?
I'm doing fine.
Yep.
I'm doing totally fine.
Yeah, I don't. You got to watch for infection. I don't know.
Well,
I'm better talk to somebody about
it.
Yeah. All right.
But I thought, you'd have this weird, weird feeling of, oh my God. Little Gatlin brothers?
Little Gatlin. William says you can go to Walgreens and get the shot. Yeah.
That's where I got mine.
We don't have any Walgreens around here. You tell us you're like getting shots?
Yep.
Heartbreak.
Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, singing at the world's biggest rodeo show was a great.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Means that I'm one day closer to you.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the mayor. Had a Friday morning. Forecast does not look great. Cloudy with showers. High in the low 50s today. How about the weekend? Does the weekend get any better?
Better. Yep.
A little bit. I mean, maybe 60, right?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe.
I thought 80 stuff went away. Remember?
Yeah, remember we talked about that.
And it was.
Did you see it forecast?
No, we did. It said 78, 80, but that's the highs like are in the 60s now. But still, it's
That's right. Going down this weekend at the Watering Hole in Howard.
Right. This is good because we need something after this.
Yeah, I agree.
Aftermath of the draft. And this is going to be a great day here, May 3rd, Saturday, which is, like you said, just coming up here. It's a bluesgrass. And who doesn't love bluesgrass? This is called Ladies of Bluegrass. In Howard at the Watering Hole. I think we've all been there a number of times. I'll read off the bands in a second, but what I want you to know is that this goes to fight cancer. And we've talked about this so many times on the show. We all know someone who has suffered with it or gone through it or in the middle of it.
I don't know how anybody
can't. Right. So, yeah, this is very cool that they're doing. So this.
By the way, I got a quick text here from Spark. Good morning, John. I see that bee honey tallow is mainly produced in Chernobyl. That would explain the glowing this morning. All right. Thanks, Sparky.
All right. So the time is a little bit cut off, if they could say
I got that for you. Doors open at 11:30. Music starts at noon.
All right. So it starts with East Nash Grass.
Yeah.
The Dirty Grass Players. I don't have the list of where they're all, but just go on their website and look at this. I'll get this in just a second. Joseph Huber, The Tillers, Art Stevenson and the High Water, The Foxgloves, and, of course, Biscuit Creek. So their website, John, Todd, is that on here? I don't see that.
For what?
To look at, if you want to look at it online.
You can find it on Facebook if you'd like more details.
Okay, all right. Saturday, May 3rd, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right. This is, what a great day to spend and listen to a variety of music and these. They got pictures on. That's why I want you to look at the website. These guys look like they're a lot.
They really look hardcore.
Here, look at the names. Like bluegrass bands have the best names.
Absolutely, absolutely.
East Nash Grass, the Dirty Grass Players, the Tillers, Biscuit Creek,
yeah. They got their own little world. Get a bluegrass people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love them. I think it's fun. I really do.
Good energy.
Yeah. You know,
nothing against the blues, but bluegrass is.
Yeah, bluegrass mavens. I like that. Midwestern Bluegrass Mavens.
So that's the Watering Hole. A lot of parking out there. Great place. Yeah, we did.
It's an underrated place. They've raised so much money over the years.
Did that Special Olympics thing out there.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah. What if you had a blues/bluesgrass band? So, like, half the songs are kind of slow. Right. Right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, every other song or every two songs, you throw in one of those.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's... people bathroom breaks. You know what I mean? I don't know that. I wonder if there's people that love both.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's some people who love the blues. I'll tell you. There's people who love the blues. Oh my God. And then bluegrass. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
When I think of the blues in a movie.
Yeah.
Remember? You boys mind if we dance with your dates? No, go ahead. No, it's fine. Go ahead. So another thing that is going on in the world.
Ouch. Now, what did you just do?
I didn't hit my nose.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, get one of those hockey masks on him.
It's like we're living with Michael Jackson.
Right.
Like if you touch his nose, it's going to fall off or something. Right. Remember that little nose he had?
Yeah, I do.
Jeez.
Well, I can see it. That's what I hate about it is I can see it where I cut it. You know what I mean? When you can see it.
Yeah, but it's
just like right there in the thing.
Yeah, I don't. It's fine.
Yeah.
Put some tallow on it.
That'll clean it right up.
Okay, so one of the things that's still going on that won't die in sports. Okay, right now, it's almost getting bigger, the Shooter Sanders thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot more stuff is coming out where he went into a couple of the meetings, okay, and he, you know, they're like, well, here, what do you think of this play? What would I have, you know? And he's like, I don't know. And they're, well, no, come here, because you know what? I'm probably not your guy.
Yeah, I heard he said that.
To a couple of different teams.
And, you know, you're not even playing. Wow.
Yeah, like walked out on a couple, like, nah, you know what? Don't draft me type of things.
Yeah. What that means is I got to run this thing if I'm here. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. I mean, it's getting worse for him.
Is he old? Just a kid, isn't he?
Yeah, just a kid. Just a kid. But it's amazing how they just kind of.
But, I mean, and I'm not saying how I feel about this because I don't know all the details. But you have some kids like that, and then you have some kids who are just, they'll do anything to play.
Anything for the chance.
They'll go anywhere and do whatever's asked of them. And they're just blessed to have the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that transcends to employees once in a while.
No question. No question.
Well, let's have a little discussion about that.
No, I'm talking to when we were younger. Not now.
But
now
you know, the thing is, too, with somebody I like mean, that.
I deal with kids like that.
That's a hard one to overcome when you start that way. Yeah. You know what that. I mean? You can turn that way once you're whatever.
Yeah.
But, man, to start out that way, it doesn't get a lot better. Because then, now if he fails, you know, if he gets a shot, whoo.
Well, and as a coach and a team, aren't you thinking, are we going to be able to manage this?
Absolutely.
Well, are we going to be able to, you know, and people like Rodgers have shown that sometimes it can get out of control the way.
Teams have put up with a lot, and it seems like there was a breaking point a few years ago. Okay, with even like an Antonio Brown. Remember, and then he turned out to be a total whack job, even as a regular, you know, off the field now. I mean, horrific. So they got rid of him.
Yeah.
What's his name? He's been hurt a lot ever since. Odell Beckham Jr., where his dad would go on these talk shows and rip the quarterback because he wasn't throwing his son the ball enough and everything. Teams don't want, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you better be so good for teams nowadays to overlook that stuff. Yeah. Because that can be so incredibly harmful to an organization.
I don't think they're going to take the risk.
No, that's what I mean. With the money they invest in these guys now.
I don't even know how good. I don't think you can be that good. Even way, way back in the day, I remember talking to our GM. The guy from Minneapolis that nobody liked.
Played here?
No, he didn't play here. They were going to get him. Guy had an attitude.
Oh, Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
Yeah, same. Yeah, great. You're
same
exactly
thing.
Right.
They're like, look, our locker room can't handle this guy. I'm like, come on. We could have used him, you got to admit.
Oh,
but
no, God.
They passed on the talent because of the attitude.
Yeah, you're right.
But
yeah,
it was a good move.
Yeah. All right, quick break. Back at this. Hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox. Like a fox.
From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Good morning, guys. Green Bay Natural Hard Bodies Championships up and listening. Thanks, guys. See you at the Meyer Theater. Paul Hadler.
They were on here, and that
good
is going
people.
To be a great show that starts tomorrow at... I can get the time on that because I think it was 11:30. The doors open. Let me look that up. I got that, Paul. It's in my stack somewhere.
Paul, give us a quick call.
Yes.
Give us another preview of that, Paul.
The times again. I know it's the...
You know what I was shocked at?
920-264-0606 is the number, by the way.
You get that?
This is
that's for us.
I got you.
920-264-0606.
Right, what are we doing this?
That's our studio line.
All right. Give us a call. We'll get the.
But when I used to cover that, like I said, in Arizona, it was real big out there.
Yeah.
All right. But it was like probably lots of them were juicy. Not even a question. They weren't.
Oh
testing
yeah, they don't do that. Yeah.
So
right,
I'm surprised.
Right.
These are not heavy people.
No.
For bodybuilding.
Yep.
Which is really unusual.
But the strength is there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It's not the big bulk. It's just the tone and definition, I would imagine. Which is what I've been working on, my tone and definition.
I was just going to say, you sound like you know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do.
I was the program director for a morning show, and the gal on the show actually decided she was going to do that. So she trained for a whole year, and we followed her during that whole process from start to finish, and she actually won one of her competitions. So I'm just throwing it out there. If one of you wants to...
They have a senior circuit.
They do have a senior
you
circuit.
You said that.
Wow.
There you go, John. A year from, like, they're going to be back in a year? Perfect.
I mean, right?
Okay, I did whine all week about pulling that muscle in my back the one day on the Universal machine here at the little thing. Would that be a factor, you think? That's a bad muscle to hurt, too, man. I think, you know what? I might do this.
Oh, my.
What?
Okay. All right. I'm not
joking. I might do this.
You are going to, first of all, Okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What a great way to lose weight.
Well, there's a lot of upside to it.
Yes.
You just got to do it.
I'm thinking about this.
Okay. Here's Paul just text in. So this is what you at the Meyer Theater, which is great. It's good. I love the sight lines. The parking there is great. Everything about it. 11 a.m. is prejudging. So that's when they come out and kind of parade themselves out there and do all their little fancy poses. And then at 3 o'clock is when it really gets going with the competition and kind of some crowd engagement there. Didn't he kind of sound like that? Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, there is, but also the thing that I think would be pretty cool to watch is when the Mandy, was it? Who's sitting right next to me here.
The freshman? I mean, the first time that her?
No, she's one that she's got her, she teaches kickboxing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I mean, it sounds like it's very artistic almost, where you have your specific music.
Molly.
Yeah, they pick their own music, right, which is cool.
I think that'd be kind of cool to see how they do that, how they incorporate that.
I'm out there with barbershop music. That'd be get them on the jam.
I think it'd be even better if you were out there performing and singing at the same time. At the same
shorts
time.
Shorts and cowboy boots. Yes. I think that would be
hello,
big.
Hello. Yeah.
I'll
move on.
Michael says, Baron Sorrell of the Packers, the Texas pick, class act, Shadur is a punk, says Michael. I hate using that word on somebody, okay?
No, I like that word.
But sometimes there's one word that can, you know what I mean? And you just kind of know, you know what I mean?
I think that's a good word. I think that, I don't think there's two, well, what does that mean? People know what that means.
Yeah.
Guy's a punk. Yeah. You know, it's like cocky. I mean.
So many things this morning I never thought I heard Jim say, guy's a punk. And then also going, this is where they come out on stage and they do that.
They preen. This is when they preen.
But that I was actually thinking of Baron when I was talking about the fact that some people are just so thankful they get drafted and all that kind of stuff. He was the one I was thinking of. His grace and thanks to his family and the team and the town. Goodness sakes.
And you know what? They always talk about, you know, what kind of a locker room guy is he? Bad locker room guys can do a lot of damage. They really, I mean, especially to these young guys, so much damage. Another text here. Jim needs to wear a Speedo in his body sculpting.
JM, John Mino.
JS is Jim Schmidt.
Well, I want to do something where I can really show off my thighs. I'm gonna load them down with beeswax or bees pollen. I really am. Theirs are gonna glitter. You talk about effervescent. My thighs are gonna be unbelievable. Do they have a competition just for thighs, Todd? You know, like you. When Todd has that smirk, nothing good happens.
Because I'm trying not to say anything because I'm using all this audio for a promo.
Because
John's saying he wants to do something with his thighs.
Yes.
And then using the term effervescence.
Yes.
What does that mean, John?
Glowing.
Does it?
Glowing. It means glowing.
I thought that was what you get when you pop like Alka-Seltzer in a jar. Isn't that effervescence?
I think that what effervescence means is that it's showy. I don't think it's glowing as much as it is. It's showy. It's effervescent.
Well, there's different bigger types of effervescence.
Oh, gee. Okay.
There is. There's different levels.
I can't use my phone, but I'm going to look that up. And
got a text here. I just threw up in my mouth over John's thigh comment. I got great thighs. Can't hide them. Great calves.
Okay.
All right. We'll move on.
Anyway, that's coming on. That's
let me ask
Saturday.
This. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
One last thing about the draft thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In regards to, you know, there's some business. That's the one I
there
love.
You go, John. Johnny's on there.
That.
Terry sent that in.
Thank you, Terry.
Me too.
Thank you. In retrospect. And again, you're not talking about, you know, I know you guys at the shelter are getting a lot of stuff. Okay. And whatever. But what I'm saying is, if it was coming again, let's say it was, you know, hey, you've got a 5-year contract or whatever. What would you, as a guy now, seeing the big picture, seeing the inside workings of it too, seeing the good, what if you could have a mulligan, a do-over, and not even saying you're kind in the end, but just in general, what would you do different?
Okay, a couple things. One is it's not over because it's still being talked about quite a bit.
Yeah,
and we
point.
Have Steve Grenier, who runs DPW and was pretty instrumental in a lot of this stuff because I know he was in the security meetings because a friend of mine told me that. He's coming on our show next week just to give us his assessment. And I think that's a really, really good question for him. And
okay.
Because he's probably, I mean, he gets paid plenty. He's retiring. He may consult a little bit. And maybe he'll just go to the next NFL drafts and say, you know what? This is what. I'll tell you what. He has said no. Because I came back to me.
He said no, but what?
You know, just people say, you know.
When you were in office, you mean?
No. Just even there.
Okay.
Even there. Like somebody might say, well, let's do this and this. And he would say
got
no.
It.
He's not. He's a very, very confident guy, Michigan Tech, Eagle Scout. I mean, he can say no. But I want to ask him, if he thought it was great, because he was very much looking forward to this. And he said, I'm going to do the draft and I'm going to retire after that. So, yeah, he'll come on next week. But what would I do different? You know, first of all, even before we get to that, like, was it successful? And as I told you the other day, you got to define success. And what does that mean to John Minor? What does it mean to Jim Schmidt? What does it mean to Eric Gingrich? What does it mean to Troy Steckenbach? What does success mean? And my world of success is, you know, economic development. It just is. I love that. I try to do that. I think it's important. And I'm not sure we realize that to the fullest extent. But I don't know. I mean, it's what I read in the paper and hear on.
I think we misread the crowd. And not size-wise, their interest. They wanted to come here. What was it? 99%, I bet, of the people over there were wearing a team jersey, right? They're hardcore football people. Yeah. God bless your supper clubs. God bless your whatever's. We want football. And, you know, we want to drive. It's that kind of a crowd.
Yeah.
That's what I assume. And another thing that we totally misjudged here in a little bit, like we were talking about, you know, having supper club tours and taking, okay.
Yeah.
But the draft was at night. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So that was entertainment time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And if you're doing that all day, it might be tough to get out of bed and get rolling the next day to take a two-hour tour or
absolutely.
Something like that.
But I think the other thing that the communities were engaged to do was try to bookend this thing. That granted, the draft is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but you know, you got to do events on Wednesday to get them in, and then you got to do events on Saturday when they stay over.
Right.
And that didn't really.
No, but you know what? Another thing, because I think in our mind, we had Super Bowl. How the Super Bowl was good. But there was nothing going. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on during Super Bowl week, but nothing that you had to go to. Like with this draft there, if you came to town from Cleveland, you had to be in the draft campus because that's why you came here. Right. With the Super Bowl, you can kind of take your pick. Well, today, what should we do? What should we do tomorrow night?
Yeah.
You know, more of that thing. I think we assumed it was going to be more of a that type thing. But the way the NFL controls those time spots, that's it, man.
So that. In retrospect, I think more work should have been done for economic activity outside the square.
Okay.
And I don't know what could have been done. Maybe the NFL would have had to advertise it more. I don't know exactly what happened. The other thing I would have done, and I don't, you know, I just want to say I went to the draft. I love the draft. I'm glad it was here. But I think we missed a little bit of an opportunity. I told you that lady I talked to. I've talked to a lot of people, but this lady I talked to, and she's didn't go to the draft. She's got a cane. And she goes, I watched it. And I said, you watched it? Oh, yeah, I didn't miss any of it. I said, what? She goes, I thought it was just great. Just great.
That's great.
It's just, I'm like, what did you get out of the draft? Besides the draft.
Yeah.
Like the other, all the downtime. She goes, yeah, I think the message that I got was that Green Bay loves the Packers. They love football. And she goes, the other is that the Packers love the fans. Breaking news? And she was serious about that.
I know.
She thought
God bless her. I mean, that's neat. You know, but yeah.
But don't you think we could have had Dr. Hunsinger, right? Runs the medical college. Couldn't have he introduced somebody? The chancellor introduced somebody? The guy that runs the bass tournament introduced somebody? Like, get more of a message out there than just Green Bay loves the Packers?
I think,
don't you think people kind of know that?
Yeah, I wish they would have brought back Bart Starr Jr., though. You know, he's the last member of the family.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a great thing. And now with the school being named after his family and everything like that.
Yeah.
I thought he would have been a perfect choice. The place would have gone crazy from Packer fans.
It was crazy for Bart, even without him.
Was,
I thought it was great. I just, you know, I mean, we had the world stage. 14 million people were watching us.
And it's good TV. It really is good TV. Although I get tired of some of the commentators who just.
Well, they're filling in stuff. And why couldn't we fill it in with our community?
Yeah.
I would have liked to see some of these shows do feature stories on the community to do that fill time. Maybe it's only a 2-minute piece, but it's about downtown. It's about the Broadway district.
Right.
It's about the,
that's
you know, whatever.
Point.
Yeah.
The mile of music. I mean, just reach out a little bit further. And I just think, you know, 14 million people is a lot of people. And you get just a percent of those people to come and see us over the next couple of years. But I don't know. We don't control that. But I thought that was a great opportunity that was kind of, I mean, I was, well, you were there too, but I mean, every time they came out was, you know, hey, Packers, cheese curds. And, you know, it's like, okay, I know that.
Yeah.
Tell me something I don't know.
All right. Got text here. Oh, my. Uber rider in my car hears guys say, I wonder if they have a competition for just thighs. They cracked up. I said, I know that guy. Mike. Cowboy Dave says effervescent means fizzy.
Yeah, so if you're saying you're looking fizzy. Yeah.
Luminescent.
That's better.
That's luminescent. Luminescent.
But you like that essent. That's what you're getting hung up
that's
on.
That's what I'm going
morning.
For. Yeah. Remember George Costanza? When Jerry's trying to step for a date? What about her skin? Is it effervescent? Is it luminescent? Remember that? Do you remember? What about her hair? Remember? No? You don't remember that one, Todd? Oh, all right. Brian says, you guys have the hard body modeling for radio. All right. Thank you very much, Brian. People are a little snarky today.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, back to the Larry Gatlin thing. I heard they were really big partiers. Did you party with any of those guys afterwards?
No. Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, maybe it's the Oak Ridge Boys that were really big part. That's what
really?
It was. Because I had somebody tell me that about, this lady I know who used to work there. They were hardcore partiers. She said some of those groups would just stick around afterwards and just belly up to the bar.
They do win belly up to the bar. Yeah, that was fun.
You're holding back, Jim.
There's some other names I could name that used to have fun out there. Packer-wise, we just had a quick break.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Okay, these...
I remember when they would be on some show.
Oh, man.
And the one guy at
I was
the
telling
end,
him about the roadies on this show.
And he would always be a little out of step. You could just tell he was on something. And just a little out of... But he had the big beard and did something.
Oh, yeah, that guy?
That guy. Remember, he would always be just that little off. Yeah. And if you're watching us on camera here, you can see how I'm impersonating him.
You can see how we are, too.
Yes. Yeah, text in. Good morning, fellas. Chris Vincent. Hello, right. Chris. Yeah, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine coming up. We've got Dennis from the Glam Band coming up. We got Spencer Smith, Mind of the Mayor live musical series coming up.
Do you guys remember we had Thomas Swearingen on the show?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He was up for Favorite Chef, right? Yeah. He's in the top five.
Okay.
Awesome.
So he still needs your votes.
Was a big cut he made.
Yes. Huge cut. So he's still in the top five. You can still vote. You can check him out. Go to favechef.com. It's favchef.com.
And that... If he wins, the money goes to good things because he's all about the janitors.
I want to go up to that brunch he puts on.
Oh, man.
On Sunday mornings? Oh, my God, did that sound delicious? Yeah. Didn't it?
So, yes. All right, let's do that.
Okay, so I tried. Thomas, if you're listening. Okay, so I've voted, okay? Mm-hmm. But you got to download something to vote more than once or something.
Just vote once.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Give him a vote. Then you don't have to download anything.
Okay.
So.
Not good at downloading things.
Yeah, I've learned that about you guys.
Not that great at downloading things. Okay, one other thing I just want to get back to again. First of all, Lisa did a really nice thing that's on our Facebook from the ceremony they had for the KIAs in Appleton the other day. She does such a nice job at grabbing those types of things.
Yes.
Okay? And I went down, I shot the stuff, but Todd, tell everybody where they can find that right now.
Again, you can find it on our social media. You can search for 97.9 WGBW or WISS. You can also go to the websites in the news section. It's there. There's great pictures. There's the great story. There's great video on there. So, and the pictures are really good, John. You did a nice job of grabbing
it. Can you play one of the interviews at all, do you think, Todd? Do you have one handy?
Maybe later.
Okay. Just give people an idea of what we're talking about here with that. But it was, you know, every family I found had a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Every one of them had a story. I mean, a serious story behind it. And it's like, wow.
Well, they lost a son or a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, even just, which is horrific. Not much gets worse than that. But even like the one guy who, he survived a year fighting in Vietnam.
Right, comes home.
And the first thing he's told when he gets home is that his brother had just been killed in Vietnam. Yeah. You know, I mean, just things that.
And some of the guys you talk to, like, they hadn't seen these guys.
Well, Chuck,
their faces.
Our great friend Chuck.
Yeah.
Found the first guy he had to put in a body bag. And it
was his commander or something?
Yeah, and it bothered him so much, touching a dead. And the guy said, get used to it.
Right.
And then, unfortunately, he did. And he found the guy's face there. Hadn't seen him since the day he put him in the body bag.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, whew. That's when I say we're, you know, another... as horrific as that is, there's other elements sometimes that, you know, really come into it to tell the whole story.
Yeah.
I mean, every one of those, all 1,231, there was a story to be told, a serious story to be told of that family from that history.
I bet.
So.
So I want to say this about that particular story, but other stuff too. We do the show Monday through Friday, right? But there's so much more content that comes out of these buildings with the team that we have. Mm-hmm. If you haven't checked out our website, you should go there. If you haven't signed up for our newsletters, the newsletters go out every Tuesday and Friday, right? You get a list of what's going on in the community. You get a snapshot of one of our great shows. Sometimes it's Mine on the Mayor. Sometimes it's Lean Local. Sometimes it's New Wisco Weekend, whatever it might be. There's a lot of good stories that are being told, not just here on the air, but on that website.
This is a different radio company.
And what's cool,
it's different.
And what's cool about this radio company is that you can just go back if you missed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Download it. Right. And I like that. On my show, you just go to Spotify. And people, because not everybody can do this at this exact same time, although a lot of people can. It's nice that, and even for us, you know, to go back and listen to it. So I like the way they do it. And the blogs, everything about this company is it's more than just one.
Getting out local news. What's going on in your community?
It's more than just radio is what I'm saying.
Yep. In fact, coming up this weekend on New Wisco Weekend, May has a lot of special days. We know May Day. Did you know May 3rd is Paranormal Day?
Did not know that.
Tomorrow's Paranormal Day. So
we'll be discussing that.
We talked about that. She did a little interview with me on that.
Oh.
It's also Bike Month. And so there's a story on biking and getting ready for biking for the season.
Yeah, I think your neighbor's place is doing something
great
this week too, where I bought my bike from actually.
Yep.
Hey, do me a favor. Do you ever see him anymore?
Your neighbor? See him every day. Yeah.
Ask him if I could bring down my seat and just make a trade. If they have more of a gel one that I could wear.
You got his number. You gotta win.
I don't have his number.
Wear his seat.
Why?
I'm not gonna do that.
Wear your seat.
Yeah. I need a bigger gel.
Yeah.
So we feature the Flukies in that, and then I'll just say that that show airs twice on the weekends. Once at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. If you miss that, it's also on at 11 o'clock and on Sunday. And as Jim mentioned, you can also listen to it anytime on Spotify and all that kind of stuff.
And we were mentioning about the event Wednesday in Appleton at on Richmond. I would like to do more of that stuff. So this summer. You know, if people have things going on, let me know. I'd like to come out there and cover some of those and, you know, post them.
And you've got a show on Sunday, Lean Local. I do. It's about the Pope.
This is a good one. They're all good ones. This is about the conclave. We had Father John Girardi, who is the vicar general of our diocese, 16 counties. And, like, he's the number two guy. And he actually just knows so much about this. He's been in Rome so many times. And just the secrecy of this. And we went back to the basics. Why do we even have a Pope, you know? And why isn't there an American Pope? You know, his answer is good on this. I asked him that. I said, why, you know, we never, all these Italians, which it should be geographically, but now, you know, the Pope has appointed many, many cardinals around the world. He just thinks it's got to be more diverse. Africa, you know, and he goes, look, that's not going to happen because we're kind of the strongest nation, powerful economically, military.
Right.
You really want the Pope to be from there too? He goes, that might be a little too much for some of these guys. That makes sense to me. Yeah. That's what I said too. I always thought we were a little too, I don't know, whatever.
Liberal?
Yeah. That's what I thought it was. But I thought, I agree with us not having a Pope from America. Right. At least I did yesterday.
Unless it's you. Unless it's John.
I was going to be a cardinal, remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the guy, I'll tell you what, that guy I interviewed is going to be a cardinal. He was unbelievable.
Sunday at 1 o'clock is Lean Local.
Yep. Thank you.
Talk with Mark Houston. We come back. Mind of the Mayor on a Friday morning. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.